Welcome to meetyourfarmer.ca, where you can get all the dirt on your farmer. Today we're speaking with Scott Whitelaw from Sugar Moon Farm. Hi, Scott.
Hello there.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming by.
All right, tell us a bit about yourself and what do you do here at the farm?
Well, I have training as a forest technician. I went through what was then the Maritime Forest Ranger School in 1986. My wife is also a technician. We moved to the property back in the fall of 1994. So that'll be 19 years ago this coming October.
Oh, wow.
We apprenticed for 2 years from the previous owner, learned how to make maple syrup because neither one of us had done so, and then purchased the farm in 96, and we're still here.
Been going ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Beautiful place you had here. Awesome
Thank
property.
You. Thank you.
So why did you decide to become a maple producer?
Well, I think we were really, it was a case of being in the right place at the right time. The previous owner, Bob Williams, wanted to sell the farm. Kitty and I love this part of Nova Scotia, and it was just a perfect combination of our forestry background and my interest in farming. I was a 4-H kid, and
so was I.
So it was a nice blend, and yeah.
Yeah, well, excellent. So where are your products sold? Like, where is your market at?
Right here at the farm, actually. Because we have a year-round pancake house restaurant, we're open weekends year-round, 7 days a week, July and August. We retail everything that we make on the farm right here off property, and I do attend the Tatamagush Farmers Market as well.
Oh, excellent. In what way has being a Nova Scotia maple producer impacted your life?
Well, it's become my life, both Keith and I. Between the maple-themed restaurant and making maple syrup every spring, maple is our life, actually.
Yeah. Excellent. So what do you do when you're not on the farm?
That rarely happens. I am fairly involved with the slow food movement. Mm-hmm. I'm the leader of the Convivium up here in the North Shore and a board member of Slow Food Nova Scotia. So
excellent.
I do get off property a little bit.
A couple times, eh?
Yeah.
I notice you have a lot of beautiful woods and hiking trails back here as well. So
we do, yes. The Rogart Mountain Hiking Trail was built by a bunch of community volunteers a number of years ago. It's a fantastic trail, well-designed, and some awesome views.
Excellent. So just tell us a little bit about the diversity of your farm. Like, what products and services do you offer here?
Well, it is maple themed, so I mean that's the center point of everything that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we have, as I mentioned earlier, the restaurant that's open year round.
Mm-hmm.
So we do what we call a maple brunch all day at the restaurant. About 6 to 8 times a year, we do something called chef nights, when we bring in some of the best chefs around the region to offer multi-course meals that kind of put a different twist on maple, served with local wines. It's a really different scale event.
That's very cool. So what do you enjoy most about what you do?
I think probably dealing with the public, and especially during the spring when we're actually making syrup, being able to show them the process and let them know where their food comes from and just some of the interesting facts about maple. I think that's, yeah.
That's excellent.
I really enjoy that.
That's the wonderful stuff that is awesome about visiting all the farms around here, seeing all the different local things and the process about how they work.
Mm-hmm. And it's important, too, to know where your food comes from.
Absolutely. So what motivates you to get up in the morning and work on the farm?
Pretty much that.
That? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's getting the word out and making that connection between the people that buy food and consume food and the people that grow it and make it.
Excellent. Excellent. So what is the most interesting thing that's ever happened to you on the farm?
Well, I guess early on in my tenure on the farm, I had a very almost life-ending experience. I was working with a young horse and didn't have much experience myself, and it turned into a runaway and a long rope rein wrapped around my neck. And
oh,
luckily, I just came out of it with some severe rope burns, but
wow.
It could have all ended very early on.
Well, I'll certainly label that as interesting, that's for sure. So Open Farm Day is coming up. Just tell us a little bit about what you're going to offer on the farm for that and what you're going to have available here.
We're putting on offer what we always do for the public. We have guided tours of the maple operation because although you only make maple syrup in the spring of the year, we give explanatory tours no matter what time of the year you visit us, as well as serving up our maple brunch. Pancakes are what we're known for.
Excellent.
And there'll be lots of blueberries on hand so that you can have blueberry pancakes as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for meeting me with these guys.
Well, thank you.
See you in Open Farm Day.
Right on.